The question is, if we meet people, we need to be sympathetic with their beliefs, otherwise we will come off as hypocritical. So how can we be sympathetic when their beliefs are different from what scripture is teaching? See, one of the characteristics of passion is to see differences and focus on differences. Pruthakvena tu yajnanam nana bhavan pruthakvitam vetti sarveshi bhuteshu tadjnanam vidhi rajasu. Krishna said 18.21. Before that 18.20, he says that one who sees the same imperishable spirit in all living beings, that person has knowledge in the mode of goodness. So to see similarities with others is a characteristic of goodness. To see differences and focus on differences, not to close our eyes, to focus on those differences, that is often the characteristic of passion which leads to divisiveness. Now, if we are philosophically well-trained, we will be able to spot, okay, this person's philosophy or beliefs are wrong here. But to focus only on that wrongness is counterproductive. We don't necessarily have to agree with everything that they say. But, you know, we often have, say, even if you look at Prabhupada, we have only one image of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said fools and rascals. But, you know, once I did a Vedavya search, and I compared how many times the word fools and rascals comes, and how many times the word Krishna comes. You know, it's Krishna comes thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Fools and rascals, especially in his purports, is very less actually, comparatively speaking. So now, this, if we are doing outreach ourselves, and we may use Krishna a few times, but if we use the word fools and rascals, that's what people will remember. So then, we alienate people. So, it's not, when Prabhupada met Allen Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg asked him about some other spiritual teacher who he was interested in. Prabhupada said he's a foolish monk. Mm-hmm. Allen Ginsberg was shocked. And he writes in Lamath also that he was so jolted by that after that he became suspicious of all monks, all spiritual teachers. He said, before that, naively I was respecting all spiritual teachers. But after that, he became reserved about all spiritual teachers, including Prabhupada. So although he helped Prabhupada, but he never committed himself to Prabhupada. Now when Prabhupada met George Harrison, one part of the conversation is therein, in I'll chant and be happy. But the fuller conversation is there in Vedavyas. And George Harrison, before he met Srila Prabhupada, he had met many other spiritual teachers. He had met Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, he had read about Swami Vivekananda, he had met about Paramahamsa Yogananda and others. So now he quoted liberally from them. You know, so he said, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said this, he said this. Now what Prabhupada does in his response is, Prabhupada just takes the philosophical point and addresses that without directly countering it or without condemning that spiritual teacher. Prabhupada just takes the point and elaborates it positively if it can be elaborated positively or points out some fault in it. But Prabhupada does not attack those spiritual teachers at all. And see, George Harrison did become very favorable, almost like a devotee thereafter. So, it's not that to be faithful to that to Prabhupada, we all have to go about condemning everything that is wrong. No, we have to, if we are in goodness, we can see similarities. And based on those similarities, we can focus on those similarities. So for example, somebody says that, oh, no, I have read this so-and-so teacher's books and I find them very good. So we can just generically appreciate, it's good that you are interested in spirituality. And yes, there is a lot of spiritual wisdom available. We also have some books, and this is what the Bhagavad Gita teaches. So we don't have to condemn that spiritual teacher. We just have to, or condemn their beliefs. We can just present our beliefs. And if they feature and see a contradiction, they will find out how to deal with it. If they ask us specifically, we can answer that. But in general, we don't have to agree with their beliefs, but that doesn't mean that we can't appreciate them as people. We can appreciate them based on whatever experiences that they have had, whatever insight they have acquired. They have got a certain understanding of life. So we can take them up from there. You know, when Krishna talks about austerity of speech, 17.15, the first thing he says is anudvega karam vakya. Then he says satyam priyahitam chaitu. So first he says speak in a non-agitating way. So non-agitating way means we appreciate people for what they are and encourage them to rise upwards.